the world for over 77 years. Though they were leaders in their industry, they did not lead. Great leaders, in contrast, can inspire people to act. Those who can inspire give people a sense of purpose or belonging that has little to do with any external incentive or benefit to be gained. Those who truly lead can create a following of people who act not because they were swayed, but because they were inspired. For those who are inspired, the motivation to act is deeply personal. They are less likely to be swayed by incentives. Those who are inspired are willing to pay a premium or endure inconvenience, even personal suffering. Those who can inspire will create a following of people, supporters, voters, customers, workers, who act for the good of the whole, not because they must, but because they want to. Though relatively few, the organizations and leaders with the natural ability to inspire us come in all shapes and sizes. They can be found in both the public and private sectors. They are in all sorts of industries, selling to consumers or to other businesses. Regardless of where they exist, they all have a disproportionate amount of influence in their industries. They have the most loyal customers and the most loyal employees. They tend to be more profitable than others in the industry. They are more innovative, and most importantly, they can sustain all these things over the long term. Many of them change industries. Some of them even change the world. Let us say we could all learn how to think, communicate, and become people who inspire. I imagine an international world in that your power to motivate is practiced not just by way of a unique few, but by the majority. Studies show that more than 80% of Americans do not have their fantasy job. If more knew exactly how to build companies that inspire, we could live in a worldwide world in which the statistic ended up being something we could have only imagined. A world by which almost all people liked their jobs. People who love the job that they go to every day are more likely to work effectively and more creative. Each goes home happier and inspires their family to be happier. They treat their colleagues and clients and customers better. Inspired workers make for stronger companies and build stronger economies. That is exactly why this guide ended up being written. I desire to inspire other people to complete the simple things that inspire them in order that together we may build the ongoing businesses, the economy, and a world in which loyalty and trust are the norm and not the exclusion. This guide is not built to inform you how to proceed or how exactly to do it. Its goal is not to offer a program of action. Its goal is to offer the cause of action. For many who have a mind that is open to new ideas, who seek to create success that is durable, who generally believe that your success. Part 1. A World That Does Not Start With Why. Now start thinking about exactly how organizations are formed and just how decisions are made. Do we really know why some organizations succeed, why others don't, or do we just assume? No matter your definition of success, hitting a target stock price, creating an amount that is certain of cash, meeting a revenue or profit goal, getting a promotion that is big, starting your company that is own the indigent, winning public office. How we go about achieving our goals is remarkably similar. Some of us simply wing it, but most of us decide to try to at least gather some data so we can make educated decisions. Sometimes this gathering process is formal, like conducting polls or general market trends, and quite often it is informal, like asking our friends and colleagues for advice or searching right back on our own experience that is individual, provide some perspective. Regardless of procedure or the goals, all of us want to make educated decisions. More importantly, we all wish to make the decisions that are appropriate. As everybody knows, however, not all decisions exercised become the right ones, whatever the number of data we collect. Sometimes the impact of those decisions, which can be wrong, minor, and sometimes it may be catastrophic. Regardless of the total outcome, we make decisions based on a perception of the global world that may not, in fact, be completely accurate. Not only decisions which are bad made on false assumptions. Sometimes when things get appropriate, we think we realize why, but do we really? That the full total result went the manner in which you wanted doesn't mean you can repeat it again and again. I have a close friend whom invests